Begin the Karan Dav, Sechtes Menachas, Dav Tzadik Gimel. Begin 3 lines down the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which was discussed in the laws of smicha, of leaning on a carbon. So the Mishnah had told us that Hayerish Saimech, regarding the inheritor of a person who had donated a carbon and then passed away. So the inheritor does certain halachas, one of them being leaning, and some other halachas like Tumura. Now, however, the Gemara brings that Tani Rav Chananya Kameh D'Rava. Rav Chananya had taught the following brayos in front of Rava, that Yairish Eina Samech, the inheritor, when he brings his, let's say, his father's carbon, does not lean on the animal. Yairish Eina Meimer, and when the Yairish would attempt to do Timura, it does not have the halachic relevancy of Timura. On that, asked Rava, but Vanan Tanan, how could you say such a brayos? We learned in our Mishnah exactly the opposite. The Mishnah had said, as we quoted the starting off, Hayairish Samech, the inheritor leans on the carbon. Umevis Nasachav, he brings the libations that the father had been obligated to bring. Umeimra, and he does do Tamura. It is effective as Tamura. So how can you say such a rice? This is the exact opposite. So Amalei, if Choi, so Rav Chananya said to Rabbi, he says, oh, so should I turn it around? Should I say instead of not that it is? So Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, Loi, no. Masnit Mani, you know who's the town of the Braisa? It's Rabbi Yehudahi, who disputes the halacha of our Mishnah. The town like Linda Braisa. Tanakama says, like the Tanav Mishnah, Yerish Saimech, the inheritor, leans on the animal, Yerish, before it's slaughtered. Yerish Meimer, if he attempts to do Timura, will have the Allah of Timura. Yehudaime disagrees and says, no, Yerish Eina Saimech, Yerish does not do Smicha, Yerish Eina Meimer, he cannot do Timura. So says the Gemara, my time in the Behuda, what's the reason of Behuda? Because when it says in the Pasuk, which we record in the top of the summit in the previous daf, it says that in the Parsha of Smicha that he does Smicha on Karbonai, his carbon. What that's saying is, v'loy carbon of, but not on his father's carbon. So you see that a Yairish does not do smicha. Moreover, regarding the other halacha that we see of Rabbi Yehuda, is the yala of tchilas hektish, he learns out a halacha that is the beginning of sanctity, which is the halacha of tamura. Right now, when someone is attempting to do tamura, he's attempting to sanctify another animal. So he learns out the beginning of the sanctity, mishaif hektish, from something that's the end of the sanctity, which is the smicha. Because by smicha, there's nothing after smicha. Right after smicha, one goes out and slaughters the animal. And he learns, just like the end of the sanctity. We just had interpreted from the word karbanai that the yerush does not do smicha. So to the beginning of the hektish, yerush ain't a meimer, the yerush doesn't do tamura. Now, for Rabbanan, however, hamer yamer, in the parsha of tamura, it says that a double terminology, redundancy, that he will surely make a tamura. L'rabbis, it's a yerush. What's the extra word that's coming to include the yerush that he could be effective in making tamura? And therefore, so too they actually now they say the same thing Rabbi Yehuda said in the reverse. V'yalav seiv hektish mitchilas hektish. And now they learn out the end of the sanctity from the beginning of the sanctity. And that is matchilas hektish yerush meimer, just like in the beginning of the sanctity, as we just learned that according to Rabbanan from Homer Yomer, that a yerush does tamura. So to the end of the sanctity, which is all the way at the end, is the smicha that the Yerush does smicha to. Now, but ask the Gemara, but Rabbanan, Sahai Karbanai, my Abdile, what do they do with the word Karbanai? Rabbi Yehuda had said his opinion, says Karbanai, his carbon, not his father's carbon. You see that the Yerush doesn't do smicha. They say the Yerush does do smicha, because they learned it out from Tchilas Hektish of Tamura. But what do they then do with Karbanai? Says the Gemara, they learned it like we had said on the top of the summit from the previous daf. Karbanai, it says 3 times karbanai. So karbanai v'lo karbanai v'kachavim. It says his karbanai does smicha, but not on a non-Jew's karban. Karbanai v'lo karbanai chaveirai, on his karban, not on his friend's karban. Karbanai l'rabbis kol bali karban l'smicha. When it says the 3rd time, his karban comes to include all the different parties that are involved in the karban. If it was bought in partnership, they all have to do smicha because it's still his karban. Now, says the Gemara, but Rabbi Yehuda, l'rabbis kol bali karban l'smicha lesli. He doesn't hold that you need another pasuk to include that's what one of the karbanas is used to say, that all the partners go ahead and do smicha, because he actually holds that actually one does smicha for all of them. So therefore, he has that other karbanai not to say that all of them have to do smicha, but rather that karbanai b'lo karbanav. Or says the Gemara, v'inam yisle, and even if you're going to say that he holds that halacha, that actually all the partners have to do it, still, he'll have an extra karbanai to teach regarding the father, because Eivid Kechav Mechaver Mechad Kranavka. He learns at the halacha where it says karbanai, that you do smicha on your own carbon, but not an agent. That agent is whether it's a non-Jew or a Jew, because both of them are not you. It's not karbanai. So they both learn that from the same idea where smicha has to be bebailim. So therefore, Ayatru Le Trei Krai, so since I learned that from one terminology of Karbanai, you still have two psukim left over, Chad Karbanai B'le Karban Avim. So one is going to teach us halacha that it's he doesn't do smicha a yerish on his father's karban. V'idach L'Rab is called B'le Karban L'smicha, and then you'll still have an extra Karbanai to tell you that halacha that in this Inami is agreeing that you need every partner in the karban to do smicha on the karban. Now, ask the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Hamer Yamer my Avidle. What does he do with this Hamer Yamer? The Chacham, the Rabbana, learn out the extra word to tell you the Yerush does Tamur. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerush does not do Tamur, as he learns it out from Seif Hektish from Smicha. So, what does he do with Hamer Yamer? Says the Gemara, Mimbay Lil Rabbis Sasish, he needs the extra word Hamer to teach you that a woman also does Tamur. And the Tanakh learned the Braisa. Lefisha Kala Inyan Kule says the Braisa, because that whole context of Temura, Eina Medaba El Balashan Zahar, is only talking masculine terminology, where it says, Lo Yachli Fenu, Velo Yomir, they're all Zahar, they're all Lashan Zahar, they're all male attributions. So says the Braisa, Masa Feinu Larabas Isha, how do we end up including a woman? Tamalema Hamer Yomir. It says extra word Hamer to include the woman, that's according to Behuda, not including that of the Irish. But Rabbanon, Dar Shemei Ve'im, they agree that a woman does it, but they don't learn that from the extra word Hamer, because that includes the Irish. They learn it from the extra Vav of Ve'im, Ve'im Hamer Yamer. But Rabbi Huda, Ve'im Le Darish, however, Rabbi Huda doesn't expound over here that extra letter Vav, and therefore, he only knows from Hamer, and that's how it's not difficult. He doesn't learn that Yerish from that extra word, and again, rather like he says, which is like the Brice that was taught, Rabbi Hanani, not like the town of Mishnah, that he holds that Yerish is not Seimech, and is not Hamer, does not do Tamur. Now, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the laws of Smicha, says the Mishnah, HaKol Simchan, everyone in the situation, the context that it's obligated, like by most Karbanos Yachad, there's Halacha of Smicha, everyone does Smicha, Chutz, but there are some exceptions. Mecheresh, Shaita, B'Katan, Cheresh is a deaf mute, Shaita is a mentally deranged individual, Katan is a minor, V'Suman, a blind person, Vayv, V'Kachavim, and a non-Jew, here we're talking about in his own Karban, Vo'Eved, and a slave, V'Ashliach, and an agent, Vo'Isha, and a woman. Additionally, continues the Mishnah, it says, V'smicha shiyari mitzvah. The law of smicha, of leading the animal, is the remnants of the mitzvah. It means to say it's not integral for atonement. One gets atonement even without doing smicha. Al harosh b'beis yadayim, it's done on the head of the animal with two hands. U'b'makom shesemchen sheichten, and in the place where the smicha is done, meaning in that same place, you don't move from where it is, in that same place you go ahead and you slaughter the animal. And additionally, b'teik l'smicha shchita, immediately after leaning on the animal, then shchita is done. Now, the Gemara explains the halacha of the Mishnah by starting off by asking, so bishle mecher shayit b'katan, we understand that the deaf mute and the mentally deranged and the minor, that they don't do smicha, because they're not individuals with intelligence, and therefore they're exempt from all mitzvahs, and therefore they're not going to execute the halacha of smicha. So to a non-Jew, the Pasuk says, in the beginning of Yikra, the second Pasuk, says, speak to b'nei Yisrael, which there talks about the halachas of the carbon, including smicha. So the B'nai Yisrael are smicha. The Jewish people, they do smicha. But a non-Jew does not do smicha. El Asuma, my time, Allah, but ask the Gemara, one of the cases of the Mishnah that says doesn't do smicha is a blind person. Why not? Blind person bring a carbon, why would we say that he doesn't do smicha? So the Gemara says, Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, give two different interpretations. One of them says that we learn out where it says that there's smicha by the ziknei eida, by the parhelm debeshal tzibur, that the elders, the Sanhedrin, they do the smicha. Now, just like over there, those who do the smicha by the ziknei eida, the Sanhedrin, they're not blind. How do we know they're not blind? Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because the pasuk equates disputes with a nega. Just like a nega, he has to be able to see the nega. So too by the disputes, so we know the Sanhedrin cannot be blind. Additionally, just like the courts have to be pure in righteousness, so they have to be pure from any blemishes. Like the pasuk says, "Kalach yofer rasi mum einbach." There's no blemish, therefore they can't be blind. So too over here, where it says smicha in this context of by an individual on the carbon, he can't be blind. And the other one brings a different source. He learns out comparison of the halachas of the Ilis Ru'iyah, which is every Yom Tov, when the Jewish people make a pilgrimage to the Beis HaMikdash, they have to bring an obligatory Ilah called the Ilis Ru'iyah when you're seen to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, where there the individual has to do smicha on the carbon. Just like over there, the person is not blind. And the reason why we know that is because it says Yira, which we read Yera'ah, which is just like a person sees Hashem, so too he should be seen by Hashem. And just like Hashem is perfect, so too the person has to be perfect and not blind. So therefore we exclude Suman. So too over here with this halach of smicha, it's also going to be not a person that's blind. So the Gemara asks in each one, why it doesn't say like the other one? According to the one who says he learns that from Oilis Ru'iyah, just like there is smicha and it's not blind, so to hear by a regular halacha of smicha and the carbon, it's not a person that's blind. My time alo yolef min zikne eda, why doesn't he learn it out? From the Sanhedrin by the Parhelm Debeshul Tzibur, where there is smicha and it's not blind, so to over here. Says the Gemara, because done in yachid me yachid, that mandamah says you can learn out a private person's carbon, which is the halacha we're talking about in our Mishnah, from oilas ru'iyah, which is also a private person's carbon when he brings it, these obligatory oila on the shalish regalim. Ve'indon in yachid mitzibur, not going to learn the halacha of a carbon yachid from a carbon tzibur, which is what the parham of a shal tzibur is. Therefore, I'd rather learn it out from this halacha of oilas ru'iyah. Ask the Gemara, well, Lamando Yolf Mezikne Eda, according to the one who learns it out from the Parhelm Devashal Tzibur, that the elders over there were not blind, so to hear, my time alo Yolf Moilas Riyah, why doesn't he learn it out from the Oilas Riyah? And that says the Gemara, because Don in Midi, he says, we're going to learn out something, specifically the smicha of a private person's carbon, Techsiv be smicha begufe, where it says in its context that there's halach of smicha, like the Pasuk says, Vesamach, there in the beginning of the Yikra. And we're going to learn it out in Midi from something, specifically the Parhelm Devashal Tzibur, that it also says that in its context that is a halacha of smicha, where it says the samchu zikne eda. So we'll learn it from there to say, just like over there, the zikenim were not blind, so to hear. Lafuka elis ri'ah, in contrast from the elis ri'ah, the higufa ma'ilis nedavagama, where it doesn't say in its own context the halacha of smicha. It only says it by a donated oila, like the pasuk says, "V'samach yoda al resha oila." It does smicha on the head of the oila. Now that's in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, and the whole beginning of Sefer Vayikra is talking about by an oilas nedava, like the pasuk says, "Adam ki yakriv mikem." Kiyakriv sounds like when if he wants to. What do you mean if he wants to? If it's oilas chayv, you have to. Rather, it's talking about oilas nedava, and it's only from oilas nedava that we ultimately learn to oilas chayva, which oilas ri is one of them, and therefore, since it doesn't say in the context of oilas ri itself, we'd rather learn from the zikne eda, where just like here by a person's oila, it says in the context, just like, and so too over there with zikne eda, we'd rather learn from there than from the oilas ri, which doesn't say in the context itself. The tani kamed Rav Yitzchak bar Abba, like a teacher of Braises had taught in front of Rav Yitzchak bar Abba, that we ultimately know oilas chayva, which includes oilas ri'ah, not from itself, but rather from a yelfusa, from learning from a oilas nadav. Pasuk says in the yikram, v'yakrev es oila, that it should bring near the carbon oila, v'yaseh kamish, but you should do it according to its laws. Now this pasuk is in the context of oilas chayva, an obligatory oila, because it's vayhiba yemishmini, it was there by the meluim, which were obligatory karbanas. And therefore that's oilas chayva. Like it says, kachel cha'igel ben mokel lachatas, ha'ayla oila tamimim. Now, it also says, by smicha tamim. Or, additionally, the Gemara says that, what's kamishpat, like which mishpat? Kamishpat eilas nadava, like the laws of eilas nadava. Limad alo eilas chayva, shetun smicha, that teaches by the obligatory eilas, like that of the miluim, that it requires smicha too, just like eilas nadava. Now, that includes eilas ri'i, which is also like an eilas chayva, it's obligatory eila. So again, we only know it from comparing to eilas nadava, and therefore we'd rather learn out the halacha of that it can't be a blind person, where it says over here by smicha, which we're trying to learn to its context. That's not a blind person. It says b'samach itself. From ziknei, which says b'samach there, in contrast by eilas ri'i, it doesn't say it in itself. You just know it from somewhere else. Therefore, that's the understanding of why each opinion doesn't say like the other one. How do we know the halacha of a Mishnah that Summa does not do smicha? Now, the Mishnah said also that v'eved v'shlich v'isha, slave, an agent, and a woman, they also don't do smicha on the carbon. So Tanur Banu Lin the Braisa, this is the pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Yikra and pasuk Dalet. It says that he's going to lean, as the Gemara quotes the Braisa, the pasuk says Yada, his hand, on the head of the Ayla, and then it'll be appeasing for him to be an atonement for him. What does it mean his hand? It says the Braisa V'lo Yad Avdi, not his slave's hand. When it says Yada, his hand, it's V'lo Yad Shluchi, it's not his agent's hand. Now, although we already had said previously Karbanai, his carbon, which means, and not his friend's carbon. So why do we need yadai to say, and not his agent's hand? Says Rashi, you need to say yadai, because if we didn't say yadai, we would have thought to say that when do we exclude his friend from doing smicha? That's when he does it without his friend's awareness. But if it's with his awareness, you would think that he could do it. And that's why we say the terminology of shlucha, even if he's his agent with his awareness, you can't do smicha. Smicha has to be done with the bailam. And additionally, yadai, his hand, is v'lo yadishtai, and not with his hand, his wife's hand. Says the Gemara, Kalhani Lamali, why do we need all these different exclusionary terminologies to exclude all these different parties? Says the Gemara, Tzricha, it's necessary. Why? Ikaz Rechman Lechad, had we only said one, Sabemingel, Mute Eved, I would have said that what does it mean when it says Yadai? It means to exclude his slave. Why? To Lav Bar Mitzvahs. Because an Eved is not mechuyav in all the mitzvahs as a regular Jewish man. So therefore, he doesn't have the halacha of doing the smicha. Avashlech, but an agent of bar mitzvah, who is someone that's just as equally obligated in all the mitzvahs. Moreover, v'shlucha shalod and kamaisa, the agent of a person is just like himself. As the Gemara Pesachim says, from the Pasuk b'shachatu kol kaladas Yisrael, all the assembly of the Jewish people slaughtered the Korban Pesach. Now the thing is, that could even be one Korban Pesach for all the Jewish people. Think the whole Jewish people could slaughter one Korban Pesach? So that says the Gemara, no, from there we see that we consider as if the whole Jewish people slaughtered because shlucha shalom kamaisa, person's agent is like him himself. So Emil Lismach, I would say that actually an agent could do this smicha for the owner. That's what we needed to say second time yod to say even not shluchay. Now, v'yashmin hanitarti, and had we only said those two regarding the eved and the shliach, I would say, okay, because the lav kagufei dami, because not literally like the person's body himself. And smicha is a mitzvah shebegufei, has to be done with the person's body, which you can't do agency for. Aval ishtoi de kagufei dami, as we know many times, the concept that ishtoi kagufei, a person's wife is like his other half, it's like his body himself. Ematismech, I would say that she could do smicha on his carbon. Smicha, therefore, was necessary to say that no, that a woman doesn't do, and a shliach doesn't do, and an eved doesn't do the smicha on the carbon. Now, the Mishnah had said the smicha shiur mitzvah, that the smicha are the leftovers of the mitzvah, which we said that means to say it's not integral for the atonement. So on that, the Gemara explains, Harbon Linda Bryce, it says in the Pasuk which we recorded before, Besamach, that he leans his hand on the head of the Eila, and it says, Vinirtzen, that will be appeasing for him, which it says, Lechaper love to be atonement for him. Now, the question is, V'chi smicha mechaperes? Is the leaning what atones for the person? Well, in kapara lebedam, the atonement of the carbon is not the smicha; it's the blood sacrifice. Shalom, like it says in the pasuk, "Ki adam hu banefesh yichaber." It's the blood of the soul that it's the atonement. We know the zrika is the primary element of the avodah of the carbon. Why is it like the pasuk making it sound like the smicha is related somehow to kapara and to ritzu? So rather, ela lemecho, rather says the brayso, what's coming to tell you is shem asal l'smicha shiar mitzvah, that if a person makes smicha as a remnant of the mitzvah, meaning he doesn't do smicha. The pasuk is equating it as if smicha is the atonement, but that if you don't do it, as if you didn't get an atonement, meaning it's not the ideal type of atonement. But of course, vakipa, of course, you're going to still get somewhat of atonement because, like we said, the primary atonement is with the blood. So it's going to be a similar type of concept, but Tanya Gabitnufa Kagavna. We have similar regarding the elevation procedure, which are done with certain karbanas, the same idea. It says by Mitzayru Ani, which generally Mitzayr has to bring certain karbanas, as the pasuk says, Meyikri Yadal Tchafalav. But if he's poor and he can't afford what the carbon's supposed to be, okay, then he brings a cheaper type of a carbon. He takes one lamb, that's a carbon ashem, and he does litznufe, he elevates it. And as the pasuk continues, l'chaper, there should be atonement for him. On that, the question is, l'chitznufe mechaper, what does it say, l'chitznufe l'chaper? What is the elevation procedure, what atones for the mitzayru? V'alo inka par elabadam, like we said, atonement only comes with the blood. Shlomak says in the pasuk, ki adam hu benefesh chaper, the atonement comes with the blood. Elolemlecha rather says the Brice is coming to tell you shemasal the tenufa shir mitzvah, that if you don't do tenufa, if you make it like the remnants of the mitzvah, malalav akasav ki loy keeper, the pasuk is going to consider as if you didn't get atonement. But of course, for keeper, you're going to get atonement because the primary is with the blood, and that's the halacha of the Mishnah. We said that smicha is just shir mitzvah; it's not the primary mitzvah that would be ma'akib the kapar. Additionally, the Mishnah continues said that the smicha is done ala rosh, on the head of the animal. So Tanu Bama Linda Braisa that says, the Pasuk says, Yod de ala resh, that he leans his hand on the head of the animal, which teaches us, V'lo yod de ala tzaver, but he doesn't lean his hand on the neck, which is beneath the area of the throat of the animal. When it says, Yod de ala resh, his hand is on the head, means V'lo yod de ala gabayim, but his hand is not on the back of the animal. When it says, Yod de ala resh, his hand is on the head, because it says many times there, this halach of leaning his hand on the head, by the oyla and the shlam, the chattas, so we're expounding each one, but it tells us, and he doesn't put his hand, he doesn't lean it on the breast of the animal. Says the Gemara, Kalani Lamali, why do you need all these different exclusions to say it's just the head and not all these areas? Says the Gemara, Tzricha, it was necessary. Because of Rechman Nechad had the Torah only written once. So, Lemuti Tzava, I would say that that's excluding the neck. The Loi Koi Bahadi Reisha, because that's not the same latitude as the head, because it goes on the slope away from the head. Avagabe, but the back of the animal, the koi lahadi resha, which is equal to the head of the animal, the way the animal walks, emalai. I would say actually it's not excluded. Tzricha, that you had to have another one to exclude the back too. But Yashmin Hanitati, had we only said excluding the neck and the back, I would say Mishum de Leisra, but it's nufa, because those two areas of the animal were not included in the halacha of the elevation. But the breast of the animal, which included in the procedure of tenufa, emaloi, I would say is not excluded, and it has a certain chashiva, certain distinction, and therefore you could do smicha on the breast. Therefore, tzricha, it was necessary to say that no, smicha is only done on the head of the animal. Now, Ibayilu, the following question. Yodei ala tzedadin. if he puts his hands on the sides of the head, which is like on the cheek area, maho, what's the halacha? Says, you want to touch him out, come in here. He says, yadi al roishai. What does it tell us? That he has to lean his hand on the head of the animal, but not his hand on the sides. You see clearly that it has to be on the head and not on the sides, not on the cheeks. Now, Bayer Birmi asked, what's with matlas? Let's say the one who's doing smicha wraps a kerchief or some type of a cloth around his hand as he's doing smicha. Ma'asha tachatz, what's the look? Is that an interposition between his hand and the head of the animal for smicha or not? Says the Gemara, Tashma, it's being arrived from Mishnah Masechtas Yuma that's tumah by the power of Aaron. When Aaron HaKohen in Yom Kippurim brings a bull, says, because he does smicha over there, he does a vidui. It says, as long as there's nothing that's interposing between him and the animal, you see clearly that the smicha can't have a chatzitza, you can't have a hand wrapped in the cloth when you're doing chatzitza. Now the Mishnah said, moreover, b'shtei yadayim, that the smicha is done with both hands. Says Gimel, where do we know this from? So Amar Shlakish, she says, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, in the Yikra Perek Tazayim Pasuk Havalf, it says, V'samach Aaron Ashtei Yadav, the Aaron leans his two hands on the head of the living he-goat, which he does confession, and that's the one that's sent away La'azazel. Now, says Rosh Lakish, Kesiv Yadai, the way it's written is his Yadai without a Yud, his hand in the singular, but Kesiv Shtei, we read it Yadav because it says Shtei, which is his two hands, but it's written Yadai. So Zebanab, this is a building block which teaches us Kamakam Shinema Yadai, wherever it says in the same words without a yod, Yadai, like here in the context of Smicha where it just says Yadai, Harikan Shtayim. That's actually two, because it says Shtei Yadai, and you see that the word Yadai means two, and it's always going to mean two. Until the Pasuk specifies and says his one hand, and says the word achas, then it's going to be one. But if not, the word yadai, although generally translated as his hand, it's going to be his hands, and therefore that's how we know that the halacha smicha requires both hands. Now, Azal Rebbe Lazar, went, Amr lo hashmaita bebei midrash. He said over this teaching of Rish Lakish in the study hall, V'loi Amr mishmaita Rish Lakish. He didn't say it over in the name of Rish Lakish, who was the author of this halacha. Sham Rish Lakish, heard that he didn't say over in his name, Vikbid, and he was bothered by this. And Amale, and he himself asked on Rebbe Lazar, on his own teaching that Rebbe Lazar didn't say over in his name, and he asked him, he says, wait a second. Yeah, if you entertain me to say that wherever it says Yadoi, it means both hands, then Lamali Lamichtav Yadav Yadav, the why many times in the Torah does it ever say in the plural Yadav with a Yod? What do you mean? What's the point? Yadav would also mean both hands. Why would it say Yadav with a Yod? And actually, Esther Medal Yadav, he asked him 24 places in the Torah that it says Yadav with the Yud. Why doesn't it say Yadai? For example, he asked him Yadav Tiviyano, which is a pasuk in Beyikra, that his hand should bring the fiery offering. Why does it say Yadav? Why does it say Yadav Ravloi, which is a pasuk in Devarim that talking about by Yehuda that he should have hands to fight the Machamta Shal Torah? Why does it say Yadav? When it says in Bereshis, that by Yaakov Avinu Sikil is Yadav, that he switched his hands, Menash and Ephraim, why say Yadav? It should just say Yadai. And Ishtik Rebbe Lazar was silent. They didn't have an answer. You're right. If Yadai means always two, why would you say Yadav? Now, Labasa de Nachtaite, after that Rish Lakish had calmed down, Omale, he said to Rebbe Lazar, my time, Eloi Temeli, why didn't you tell me to answer my question? That Yadav dismicha ka'amri, that you should have told me, said, no. The Binav that we were saying that Yadai always means two was in the context of smicha. To say, just like by the Sar Mishtaleach, it says Yadai, and it says Shtei, so too, in the context of Smicha, wherever it says Yadai, it's going to mean two. But all the questions you asked me were not from the context of Smicha. So therefore, that would have been a good answer. On that said, Rebbe Lazar, no, the reason why I didn't give you that answer is because we're Smicha Namiksev. Because we even have a Yadav in the context of Smicha. The Pasuk in Midbar says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was passing on the torch to Yeshua, he says he leaned his hands on him and he commanded him. Why say over there Yadav if that's in the context of Smicha? Oh, that said Rish Lakish, no, Smicha de Behemakamri. I was saying the context of leaning on an animal. That you should have answered me and told me that it's not difficult, and that's the answer. Rish Lakish was saying for his own halacha, which Rabbi Lazar couldn't answer, say yes, Yadav in the context of Smicha of an animal always means two, until the Torah says Achas, all those other places are not talking about Smicha of an animal. That's why it says Yadav in the plural, because our whole teaching is only from the context of leaning on an animal. Now, the Mishnah concluded by saying, "Ubamakam shesaim chen sheichten," in the same place where smicha was done, that's where they slaughter. And it says, "Take of the smicha shechita," immediately after the leaning on the animal, you do the slaughtering. So the Gemara says, "My kama, what is it saying? Once you're saying that right after the smicha you do shechita, I obviously know that it's in the same place because you got to do it immediately after. Why say both these sentences?" Says the Gemara, "You're right, hachikam," and this is what the Mishnah was saying. "Bemakam shesaim chen sheichten," in the place where smicha is done, that's where they slaughter. Why? Should take of the smicha shechita, because immediately after the smicha, after the shechita, and therefore it has to be done in the same place.